know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
And joining me on FAQ today from R&W Custom Collision, Ward Howitt. Ward, I understand there's been some fairly big industry changes as far as how auto body shops get accredited with SGI. Maybe explain what's changed.
Yeah, for sure. We've come together. There's a new master agreement that the auto body industry and SGI have come together with, and part of that goes with having safe quality repairs. So that, what does that mean to the customer? It means that the shops that you're bringing your vehicle to have to reach a certain standard, and that along with that standard goes with the tooling, the equipment that you have in your shop, the training of your personnel, and making sure that we're up with all the original equipment standards and guidelines. So they have standards and guidelines set out right from the OEMs, and those are things we strive to follow and need to follow when we're repairing that vehicle. So if it tells us to use a certain welder, then in your shop you better have that certain welder to weld it with. If it tells you how to section a part in a certain way, then that's the standards we need to follow and do that. So we've been working together for quite a few years now trying to reach that standard, and with our partners in SGI, everybody in the industry, we've kind of reached that standard, come to an agreement, and that new guideline for everybody to reach that standard now is happening July 1st.
Now, with cars being so high-tech and, you know, computers and everything, body shops really need to know what they're doing, and I guess this is where that comes in.
That's for sure. Like, the vehicles are made of, some of them have five or six, seven different types of metal in them, and the reason for that is to keep the occupants safe when they're into an accident. So we need to know what those vehicles are made of, how they're made, where those types of metals are, and we have all that information now available to us through OE standards and guidelines. You know, when we're working on them, we know whether we can, like, heat is a big issue for some of these metals, high-strength steels and stuff like that. You can't put heat to them. If you do that, it destroys that whole panel. So you have to know that, and you have to know what you're able to repair versus replace, how those certain things are welded on and repaired.
There's a lot to know about, and that's, I guess, where you guys come in. So the customer doesn't necessarily need to know about it as long as you guys do, and it sounds like these new accreditations definitely force the body shops to make sure they're up on things.
Well, that's for sure, and I think that's one of the partnerships that we've had with SGI going forward here is if you're an SGI-accredited shop, then at the very least, you meet those minimum standards, and those minimum standards are a lot higher than what they used to be in years past.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.